Peoria Chiefs Baseball is on the air. Peoria Chiefs Baseball is brought to you by these exclusive partners: Amaranth, Caterpillar, CEFQ, and Health Alliance. And now we send it to the host of the Chiefs pregame show, Brendan Howe.
A very friendly good evening from downtown Peoria at Dozer Park. Brendan Howe here with you, welcoming you all into the Peoria Chiefs pregame show. We are getting set for game number 4 of our series. Austin Lutt will take the baseball for our Chiefs. They come into action at 47-63 tonight, 19-25 in the second half of the season. Quad Cities 43-67, 17-27 in the latter portion of the year. William Fleming will be on the bump for them. We'll talk to you about some starting pitching a little bit later on. We'll give you a quick rundown of what happened last time out. If you were unable to join us yesterday, it was a quick ball game. If you tuned in a little bit late, the game might have been over by the time you decided to check up with us. An hour and 57 minutes the contest lasted yesterday. Peoria took a 2-1 victory to the bank. It was just 3 combined runs and a 9 combined hits as Zane Mills picked up the win. Nick Trgerlich-Iverson was the only member called upon out of the Chiefs bullpen. He earned his 4th save of the year. Francisco Hernandez and LJ Jones, they each picked up a sack fly. That seems to be the recurring theme in this series. That provided the Peoria offense that would be all they needed, as Zane Mills, the aforementioned right-hander, he twirled his 5th quality start of the year in the win. That ties Gordon Graceffo for the most by a Chiefs pitcher in the 2022 season. Let's go by the numbers now for our Chiefs. They improved in a number of different categories with the win yesterday. They improved to 17-44 when their opponent scores first. They also earned their 19th come-from-behind win last year. Only a 2-1 game, but Quad Cities did score first, so that qualifies as a comeback victory. They also lifted their record to 11-19 in one-run contests. 3-36 now when they score 0-2 runs, and 27-5 now when they allow 0-2 runs in a ball game. So a number of different categories being elevated for the Chiefs record-wise yesterday. Of course, the overall wins column is the most important one. They picked up their 47th yesterday. Let's go to some pitching now. We talked a lot about it in the first couple of days of the week and how good the starters have been. The bullpen, a couple of names there. Nick Trgerlich-Iverson was certainly one of them. We saw him last night and just what he was able to bring to the table. The Chiefs pitching staff, they've been very consistent in the month of August. Since the first of the month, Peoria's 1.12 whip, that's the lowest in all of high A baseball. Additionally, opponents are hitting just 219 off of Chiefs arms this month. That's the lowest in the Midwest League. And over that same time frame as well, the Chiefs have surrendered the second fewest hits in the league and have issued the third fewest walks. So they are fighting the strike zone, and Peoria is also top 5 in strikeouts. Speaking of throwing strikes, they have 138 of them in the month. So also touched upon Nick Trgerlich-Iverson. I feel like we're beating a dead horse mentioning his name already here on the pregame show. He recorded the final 9 outs yesterday to shut the door, earning his 4th save of the year. He's arguably enjoying the best stretch of his young career. He's allowed just 3 hits over 11 2/3 scoreless innings in this month. If you take a gander at his numbers dating back to June, however, the right-hander owns a 1.80 ERA since June the 7th. He's been virtually untouchable as the weather has gotten warmer and we head down the home stretch of the 2022 season. Certainly finding his stride as the season comes to a close. Saving his best for last is Mr. Trgerlich-Iverson. And a few other names that will get some well-deserved recognition from MLB Pipeline, who, if you have been keeping up with their Twitter account, they just redid the top 30 prospects in the Cardinals minor league system, and the Chiefs are certainly well represented. 5 players, all of them pitchers, are ranked among the Cardinals' top 30. 3 starters are ranked inside the top 20, as Enohan Paniagua clocks it at number 13, Austin Love at number 17, and Dionis Rodriguez at number 19. They have all climbed the charts. They started a little bit lower, and they have now been bumped up a few notches. They're joined on the list by relievers Nathaniel Heredia at number 27 and Andre Granillo, who cracks the top 30 for the first time in his career, at number 29. Love, who's the scheduled starter this evening, will look for his 3rd win against this Quad Cities team in as many chances. So Austin Love has certainly found his mojo against the River Bandits. He'll try and keep that going here tonight at Dozer Park as we get set to go in just a little bit. We will take a quick break. Step aside. When we come back, we'll talk to you a little bit more about those starting pitchers, as well as take a gander at our starting lineups brought to you by Interstate Batteries. All that and more to come right here on the Peoria Chiefs pregame show on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
Catching the latest blockbuster on opening weekend is fun. But family movie night at home? Well, that's even better, right? Like being a CEFQ member is better than being a customer at a bank. My CEFQ credit card has no balance transfer or annual fees. And I can redeem my rewards, turn my card on and off, and more, all with my phone. So I can do more with my credit card. Like seriously upgrading our home theater. CEFQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Did you know utility lines, electric, gas, communications, water, and more are buried on your property? If you don't know where they're located, you could cause an interruption to those critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Anytime you're planting, building, adding, or fixing anything outdoors, contact Julie before you dig. Every project, every time. Protect your family, your neighbors, and yourself. Plan ahead and contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. It's the law.
JulieBeforeYouDig.com.
There is definitely an art to handcrafting a rich, creamy Culver's concrete mixer. Start by scooping our so incredibly fresh vanilla or chocolate frozen custard. Then add whatever mix-ins you crave. Cookie dough, salted caramel, Butterfinger. Blend till you get the perfect balance of goodies from top to bottom. Indulge in a thing of beauty.
Come to Culver's and let us create a concrete mixer masterpiece just for you know who. Welcome to Delicious.
At Dozer Park, Brendan Howe with you, bringing you up until first pitch. River Bandits and Chiefs, game three of our series. I believe I said game four at the top of the show. Math has never been a strong suit, folks. It is game three tonight as Austin Love will get set to take the mound. Let's take a deeper dive into Austin. He's 6-11 with a 6.28 ERA on the season. He's making his third career start against Quad Cities. His last outing came on August the 12th against Great Lakes. He took the loss in that ballgame. He allowed six runs on five hits over three innings, three walks and two strikeouts. So a bit of a rough one for Austin. He'll look to bounce back here tonight in front of the home crowd, where he has been very, very good in the 2022 slate. And for Quad Cities, it's William Fleming. He also is somewhat familiar with Peoria. He's faced him once this year. He did take the loss in that game. He allowed four runs on five innings, two walks and three strikeouts, and a 7.2 ERA against Peoria this season. So he's only made one start. He'll make his second here tonight at Dozer Park. His last outing came against Cedar Rapids on August the 11th. He earned the win. He was very, very good, much to the contrary of his first start against the Chiefs. He allowed no runs on scattering five hits, a walk and seven strikeouts in that ball game for Fleming. So he has had a couple of nice outings in a row. We'll try and string together another one against a Peoria lineup that looks like this. It's brought to you by Interstate Batteries. Visit their Peoria location at 4530 North Brandywine Drive for all your battery needs. Interstate Batteries, they're outrageously dependable. The record for the Chiefs, 47-63. The lineup card that was just handed in by Patrick Anderson reads as follows. It looks a little bit different than what we're used to seeing the past couple of nights. Jacob Buschberger will lead it off at second base. Osvaldo Tobolin will swing it from the left side at first base in the two-hole. L.J. Jones moved up one spot, DHing still, but in the three position tonight. Aaron McKeithen behind the plate doing the catching hill bat cleanup. Tyler Reichenborn in left field bats fifth. Noah Mendlinger behind him at third base batting sixth. Patrick Romeri in the seventh position in right. Mac Chambers, the switching shortstop, bats eighth. And Tommy Ju, the center fielder, rounds out the nine with Austin Love on the mound. You'll notice no Todd Lott in the lineup tonight. He has been the leadoff man for a number of weeks now. He is getting a night off his feet tonight. Francisco Hernandez also is out of the lineup as well. For Quad Cities, 43-67 the record. Tyler Tolbert leads it off at shortstop, just like he has each of the previous couple of nights. Peyton Wilson follows him up at second base. Darryl Collins bats third and left. Cal Emshoff, the catcher, in the cleanup spot. River Town in right field will hit fifth. Saul Garza, the DH, will bat sixth. Parker Bates, the center fielder, hits seventh. Cam Williams will swing at eighth at first base. And Enrique Valdez, the third baseman, bats ninth. So four new names in the lineup for Quad Cities tonight. No Juan Carlos Negrete, Dylan Shrum, Gerard Gonzalez, or Jack Alexander, all of whom are getting a night off here in game three. That's a look at your pitching matchup as well as your Interstate Batteries starting lineups. We'll hit one more break. When we come back, we'll have a look at some scores from around the Cardinals org from a night ago, as well as a quick trip around the Health Alliance out of town scoreboard. Some Midwest League games already have gotten started. We are on tap for first pitch in just a couple of minutes. Stick with us. One more break to come on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
In 1963, history was made as A&W became the first restaurant to serve a bacon cheeseburger. The world would never be the same. Alongside the classic Papa Burger and signature cheese curds, and perfectly complemented by made fresh in-house A&W root beer, this historic merger of sizzling, juicy flavor remains one of many great American traditions you'll find at your local A&W. At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Bases loaded, two outs, bottom of the ninth, and they're down to their final strike.
When a life-altering illness throws a curveball your way, Health Alliance steps up to the plate. We connect you with an all-star team of doctors, nurses, therapists, and pharmacies to help knock your illness right out of the park. Our care coordinators help explain treatment options, costs, and next steps. Plus, this team support is already included in your coverage. Now that's what we call a grand slam.
It's going, going, gone!
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Peoria Chiefs pregame show getting set to wrap up. Brendan Howe here with you, bringing you up until first pitch. We are moments away from doing so at Dozer Park, game three of our series on tap in just a couple of minutes. Let's take a look at some Cardinals organization scores from a night ago. Fort Myers, they got the best of Palm Beach, winning 6-5. Arkansas took down Springfield 7-6. Gwinnett defeated Memphis by a final of 8-5. And the Cardinals, they picked up a 5-1 victory over the Rockies at Busch Stadium last night. Quick trip to our Health Alliance out of town scoreboard. A handful of Midwest League games have already gotten started this evening. Lake County 3-0 over West Michigan in the bottom of the third. Beloit, South Bend, that game for first place in the Western Division, bottom of the second, scoreless at Four Winds Field. Great Lakes and Lansing knotted up at one, headed to the third. Dayton and Fort Wayne without a score in the second inning, and one game still yet to get going besides us. Obviously, Wisconsin and Cedar Rapids, they were rained out yesterday. They will play in just a couple of minutes tonight. That's a look at your Health Alliance out of town scoreboard. Some Cardinals scores from a night ago. Cardinals already won today, a doozy, 13-0 at Busch Stadium. We'll dive into that as the night goes on. That'll do it for me for now. On the other side of this break, Cody Schindler will have the call of game three of the series. First pitch coming your way next. Stick with us here, Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
Prepping my meals for the whole week saves me a lot of time, and it helps me keep an eye on my spending. And that's even better, right? SetQ does that too. Anytime, anywhere, with mobile banking. And I can talk to a real person when I need to. My account has no monthly fees, so I use my SetQ debit card everywhere. The grocery store, ATMs, and, well, grabbing dinner with my friends. So I don't have to eat my own cooking every day. SetQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
At Culver's, we believe there's a right way to prepare a North Atlantic cod fillet sandwich. The traditional way. By traditional, we mean the way it's done all across the Midwest. We start with the finest, hand-cut cod fillets, batter each by hand, and cook crispy golden to order. No shortcuts, just hot and flaky, hand-battered goodness. So good.
It's a tradition, all right. Culver's North Atlantic cod fillet dinner or sandwich. Welcome to Delicious.
Peoria's playing tonight in the heart of Illinois. Fun is taking flight. Peoria's playing tonight. Now I can't shake Peoria off my mind. Peoria plays for life.
Plan your adventure at this DiscoverPeoria.com.
Catching the latest blockbuster on opening weekend is fun. But family movie night at home? Well, that's even better, right? Like being a CEFQ member is better than being a customer at a bank. My CEFQ credit card has no balance transfer or annual fees. And I can redeem my rewards, turn my card on and off, and more, all with my phone. So I can do more with my credit card. Like seriously upgrading our home theater. CEFQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Did you know utility lines, electric, gas, communications, water, and more are buried on your property? If you don't know where they're located, you could cause an interruption to those critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Anytime you're planting, building, adding, or fixing anything outdoors, contact Julie before you dig. Every project, every time. Protect your family, your neighbors, and yourself. Plan ahead and contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. It's the law.
JulieBeforeYouDig.com.
There is definitely an art to handcrafting a rich, creamy Culver's concrete mixer. Start by scooping our so incredibly fresh vanilla or chocolate frozen custard. Then add whatever mix-ins you crave. Cookie dough, salted caramel, Butterfinger. Blend till you get the perfect balance of goodies from top to bottom. Indulge in a thing of beauty.
Come to Culver's and let us create a concrete mixer masterpiece just for you know who. Welcome to Delicious.
At Ameren Illinois, we're proud to power one of the smartest energy grids in the nation. But that doesn't mean our work is done. We're always working hard to make that grid smarter, faster, greener. Upgrading our energy grid to raise the bar on reliability, because you've got work to do. And as long as you're still going, so are we. Now that's energy at work. Learn more at amerenillinois.com/Peoria.
Valuable utility lines are buried on your property. Not knowing where they're located can cause an interruption to critical services. Or worse, don't be that neighbor. Contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. Every project, every time. It's the law.
Fans, a welcome to you wherever you are. Peoria Chiefs baseball is on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network. Cody Schindler here with you as we get ready for baseball. Right-hander Austin Love on the bump, 6-11 with a 6-2-8. This will be his third start against the River Bandits. He's 2-0 with an ERA of 3. Last time out on August 12th, 3 innings, 5 hits, 6 runs all earned. He walked 3. Punched out 2. He took the loss against Great Lakes. The River Bandits offensively, they're starting 9. Tolbert, Wilson, Collins at the top. Emshoff, Town, and Garza in the middle. Bates, Williams, and Valdez round things out. Away we go at 6:38 local. First pitch in for a strike. Game 3 of this series is a go. Love works with pace. One is fouled at the plate, count nothing and two. Love works quickly, not quite as frenetic as Zane Mills, last night's starter. Way ahead of Tolbert. The 0-2 is cut on and missed. 3 pitches and a strikeout just like that. One away for Peyton Wilson. At some point, Love will need his defense. The Chiefs line up like so. Reichenborn, Jew, and Romeri left to right across the outfield. Menlinger, Chambers, Bushberger, and Tovalin from third to first on the infield. Aaron McKeithen does the catching for Love. This pitch to Wilson. A bit high, ball one. They were starting to think about an immaculate inning. It's been a lot of fun. We're all about fun here. Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network, the 1-0 pitch high for a ball, 2-0.
quirks. We like quirks, too. Statistical oddities, all of those things. Misses wide with a heater. It's now 3-0. Field and outfield straight up. The pitch home. Wilson taking all the way. Takes a strike. It's 3-1. Chris Silvestri, our home plate umpire this evening. Kenny Jackson on the base paths. 3-1 serve. Missed up at end ball 4. 1-1 out for Darryl Collins. Silvestri behind the dish. He is filling in for Nathan Diedrich. At least for the current moment. Chris is mostly college umpiring. A lot of Big Ten games. First pitch, a strike called on the outside edge. It's 0-1. Collins, 455, no homers, 3 runs driven in. He just joined the River Bandits Club. 0-1 from Love. Collins lifts it, fouling out of play left side. Count nothing and 2. Collins just 20 years of age. Played 49 games at Single A Columbia earlier this season. 0-2 pitch. Collins down the left field line, racing into foul territory. Reichenborn, the left fielder, makes the grab. Small backhand quickly and holds Wilson at first. 2 outs in the inning. Here comes the slugging Emshoff. Caught that ball on the plate of the River Bandits bullpen. Be careful over there. You don't want to lose your footing. First pitch to Emshoff. Awkward cut and a miss. Fooled by Love's sharp slider, and they count nothing and 1. By the way, Collins now 10 for 23 in a River Bandits uniform. He's walked 8 times, punched out just 3 times. One pitch missed in, a ball and a strike. Just underway here at Dozer Park in downtown Peoria. State of Missouri rivalry. The Chiefs, the High A affiliate of the St. Louis Cardinals. The Royals aligned with these Quad Cities River Bandits. 1-1 pitch misses low. 2-1. Wilson, the runner at first. He looks like he might be on the move. Not running. Emshoff, foul tip into the mid. It's 2-2. Continue to struggle to predict the future here. One of my many weaknesses. 2-2, Love home, the pitch high, and the count full 3-2. Hey, I bet Wilson's running here. Pretty confident. Love, a long look in at the signs from McKeithen. Now set. One on the pitch clock. He fires home, and the pitch is fouled away. Just did beat the buzzer. We'll do it yet again. Could you imagine if they graded broadcasters on the 20 to 80 scale? Anticipation. Predictions, thinking the game. Have a low number in this first inning. Another 3-2, it misses down and away, ball 4. Second walk issued by Love. First inning uprising. 2 on and 2 outs. Here's River Town. Where Town could dig into the left-handed batter's box, a meeting between the Peoria Battery at home plate. That gives us a moment to check in with our Health Alliance. We'll save the Health Alliance out-of-town scoreboard. Let's give you our game-time temperature, which is brought to you by Standard Heating and Cooling. 82 degrees at first pitch. The first pitch to River Town misses low for ball 1. 82 perfect degrees. Again, Standard Heating and Cooling, your long sponsor. Game Time Temperature. Want to know the count? Love a peek at second. Now the pitch. It's lined foul left side and out of play. Dangles that right arm. Rests the mitt on his left hip before coming set. 1-1. Bottom of the zone strike. Town disagreed, and the count now 1-2. Love, he is a strikeout guy. Already has one in this opening inning. Here's one here. The 1-2. Down and in. 2 balls and 2 strikes. You know what? Health Alliance out-of-town scoreboard. Lake County, West Michigan, tied at 3 in the fourth. South Bend 1-0 over Beloit in the third. Great Lakes and Lansing tied at 1 in the third. Dayton and Fort Wayne scoreless in the third. Wisconsin Cedar Rapids just underway. 2-2 pitch miss down and in. The count full 3-2. We're able to sneak in the Health Alliance out-of-town scoreboard. Not very often you can fulfill all your sponsor reads in the first inning. We're going to need a U.S. Cellular call to the pen, though. Ideally, that doesn't happen. Well, it looks for a first inning zero. There go the runners. The pitch is high for ball four. Second of three passes will bring Coach Edwin Moreno out of the Peoria dugout. Have a word with his right-hander. Mentioned Love struggled in his last outing, but in two appearances against the River Bandits, he's been quite sharp. 5 innings, 3 runs. Back on June 9th, he picked up the win. The last time he saw Quad Cities, July 2nd, maybe the best start of his professional career. 7 innings, 4 hits, 1 run it was earned. 3 walks, he punched out 5. 87 pitches, 51 of them for strikes. Moreno makes his way back to the first base dugout. Sacks full, 2 outs. Saul Garza steps in. There's a DH's this evening. I'm wasting no time. First pitch, missed down for a ball. It's 1-0. Steady dose of that slider in the top of the first. 1-0 offering. Heater, strike called on the outside edge. Big pitch. Changes the feel of the count. You don't want to go 2-0. Borderline pitch makes it 1-1. Next offering, high, perhaps off the plate, 2-1 on Garza. He's right at the Mendoza line, 200 batting average, no homers, 10 runs driven in. On the line, the 2-1, it's high, 3 balls and a strike. Started out pretty promising for Love. Strikeout. A foul out, but 3 walks in the inning. It's a swing and a miss here, and now the count full yet again. 3-2. The runners will be in motion on the delivery. Love peers in. As a sign, the 30th pitch of the inning is driven in the air right field. Romeri drifting back to the edge of the track. He's got room. And that ends the inning. River Bandits, they threatened. Love labored in the first, but he works around a trifecta of walks to get the all-important zero. We go to the bottom of the first. Quad Cities nothing. Peoria to the plate. The Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
Bases loaded, 2 outs, bottom of the ninth, and they're down to their final strike.
When a life-altering illness throws a curveball your way, Health Alliance steps up to the plate. We connect you with an all-star team of doctors, nurses, therapists, and pharmacies to help knock your illness right out of the park. Our care coordinators help explain treatment options, costs, and next steps. Plus, this team support is already included in your coverage. Now that's what we call a grand slam.
It's going, going, gone!
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Let's meet the Chiefs starting nine, filled out by skipper Patrick Anderson and brought to you by Interstate Batteries. Bushberger, Tovaline, Jones at the top, McKeithen, Reichenborn, and Menlinger in the middle. Romeri, Chambers, and Jew round things out for our Chiefs against the Quad Cities right-hander William Fleming. He's 1-3 with a 4.93. Best start of his professional career last time out. What a high point for Fleming. His first career high A win. 7 innings, 5 hits, no runs. He walked one. He punched out 7. Give you the defense behind him in just a moment as Jacob Bushberger steps in. First pitch from Fleming. A strike call to the inside edge. It's 0-1. Bushberger 269, 5 homers. 37 runs driven in. This pitch, slider, and a good one. Over for a strike, it's nothing and two. Bushberger, he making his first start of the year in that leadoff spot. He's been all over the lineup. Offers it the 0-2 and chops it foul over the head of Willie Martin, the Peoria first base coach. The Chiefs hitting coach. He's been one of the league's best hitting teams since the All-Star break. He deserves a lot of credit. To serve, a swing and a miss, strike three. Schrager punches out. And just like Austin Love, Fleming begins his night with a swinging strikeout. Tovaline the batter. Riverband is defensively Collins, Bates, and Town. Left center and right. Valdez, Tolbert, Wilson, and Williams from third to first on the dirt. Cale Emshoff does the catching. And he receives strike one from Fleming. Fleming's got a little funk in that delivery, doesn't he? One, a swing and a miss. Count nothing and two. Arm just kind of slingshots towards home plate, doesn't it? Low three quarters. Arm slot. Doesn't throw it straight over the top. He doesn't drop down by any means. See how his release point might be tough to pick up. 0-2 misses upstairs. One ball and two strikes. We've seen him steadily at 95 in this opening inning. Fielding outfield playing straight up for Tovaline, who did not play last night. 1-2. Swing and a miss, strike three, but the ball goes to the backstop. It's as good as a single. Tovaline aboard, though it will be scored a strikeout. Tovaline ultimately reaches at first on the drop third. Just how you draw it up. Oh, every team wants to get their first base runner of the night. One out. Here's L.J. Jones. In the go-ahead run last night, a sacrifice fly. First pitch from Fleming, a slider strike. It's 0-1. This has been a series of sack flies. Through two games, we've seen 7 of them. one to Jones. He lays off on a pitch that ended in the other batter's box. Count 1-1. River Bandits in their 8-6 win on Tuesday. They collected 5 sack flies. That would have tied a major league record for most sack flies in a single game. 1-1 pitch. Misses down and in. 2-1. Two and one, the count on L.J. Jones. No score, bottom of the first. There goes Toveline. Jones swings and misses, but Emshoff never threw the baseball. Stolen base for Osvaldo. From my vantage point, it looked like Emshoff had a pretty clean exchange. It's never uncorked it. 2-2 to LJ. Slider missed outside. 3-2 the count on the Peoria DH. A couple questions on the sack fly. Early trivia. Team up after the 3-2, which is a called strike three. Jones was walking his way down the first base line, but Chris Silvestri had other ideas. With two outs, it'll be up to Aaron McKeithen. All right, here we go. Two trivia questions for you. We mentioned the record for most sack flies in one game is 5. Colorado Rockies did it in 2006. What other organization accomplished the feat twice? McKeithen went around on a slider. It's 0-1. There's your first trivia question. Followed up with the second trivia question following the 0-1. I mean, a peek at second. Now the pitch. It's fouled away right side. The count nothing and two. What player ordered the most all-time sacrifice flies? I'll tell you, Cal Ripken is second with 127. The gentleman at the top of the list, 128 career sack flies. Here's a two-strike swing and a liner in the left. It hangs up for Collins, who makes a knee-high grab, and that ends the inning. Fleming is a strike away from whiffing 4 Peoria batters in the first, and the Chiefs were a few feet away from taking the lead. The beauty of baseball. We're through one. No score on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
Prepping my meals for the whole week saves me a lot of time, and it helps me keep an eye on my spending. And that's even better, right? SetQ does that too. Anytime, anywhere with mobile banking. And I can talk to a real person when I need to. My account has no monthly fee, so I use my SetQ debit card everywhere. The grocery store, ATMs, and, well, grabbing dinner with my friends. So I don't have to eat my own cooking every day. SetQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
At Culver's, we believe there's a right way to prepare a North Atlantic cod filet sandwich. The traditional way. By traditional, we mean the way it's done all across the Midwest. We start with the finest, hand-cut cod filets, batter each by hand, and cook crispy golden to order. No shortcuts, just hot and flaky, hand-battered goodness. So good.
It's a tradition, all right. Culver's North Atlantic cod filet dinner or sandwich. Welcome to Delicious.
Yeah, you can be the greatest, you can be the best.
can be the King Kong banging on your chest. Parker Bates will greet Austin Love to kick off the second. How's the first pitch in and out of the Peoria dugout? And away we go. Bates, Williams, and Valdez, the bottom third of the Quad Cities order. Love trying to rebound after a 30-pitch first inning. Pumps in a breaking ball strike. It's nothing and two. Right-hander has his sign. The next pitch is spoiled foul off the end of the bat. Comes to rest just in front of Brooks Conrad, the Quad City skipper and the third base coach. I think he just deked out an adult with a glove. Two-pitch missed outside. It's one and two. There's a middle-aged gentleman sitting front row with his mitt on. Bates cuts and misses. Strikeout begins the second. No judgment, right? If you want to bring your mitt to the game as an adult, that's fine. It's your call. But Brooks kind of walked the baseball over towards him. He got all excited, started pounding the mitt, and he threw it to a youngster. Take that. Cam Williams, a swing and a miss. Count nothing and one. Williams, big time pop. 11 homers. He's driven in 20, but the batting average at 166. Late cut and a miss on the 0-1. It's quickly nothing and two. On Williams. That's from the left side with an open stance. The pitch home. Peter missed high. Good take. Count one and two. Love has his sign. The pitch home. Missed down and away. Changeup. Two and two goes the count. Williams with a pronounced bat waggle. He's up for the 2-2, and he takes a strike three call. Slider froze him. No argument as that ball caught plenty of plate. Williams down looking. Two quick outs in the second for Enrique Valdez. First look at Valdez, 6 feet, 160, 21 years of age. He takes the ball high and count 1-0. Love wasting little time. The next pitch just upstairs. Went one step too high. 2-0. The next delivery, jam shot in the right. Romero coming on, a dive. He picked it off the grass. It will be a hit. Ball one hopped into his mitt, a valiant effort. River Bandits have their fourth base runner of the contest, but their first hit. And we'll give the leadoff man, Tyler Tolbert, an opportunity. Tolbert, strikeout victim in the first. He offers it the first pitch this time and lines it right at the center fielder, Jew. Makes the head-high grab, and that ends the inning. Tolbert, a ball well struck, but he none too pleased with the result. Love works a scoreless second. No score through an inning and a half. Have those trivia questions. We'll revisit those in the bottom of the second on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
Peoria's playing tonight. In the heart of Illinois, fun is taking flight.
Adventure at discoverpeoria.com.
Catching the latest blockbuster on opening weekend is fun. But family movie night at home? That's even better, right? Like being a CEFQ member is better than being a customer at a bank. My CEFQ credit card has no balance transfer or annual fees. And I can redeem my rewards, turn my card on and off, and more, all with my phone. So I can do more with my credit card. Like seriously upgrading our home theater. CEFQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Tyler Reichenborn will lead off the Peoria second. No score in the early going. Reichenborn will be followed by Noah Mendlinger and Patrick Romeri, 5, 6, and 7 in the order. Get our second look at William Fleming. First pitch missed down and away, ball one. Away we go in the bottom of the second. Just a bit ago, we tossed up not one, but two trivia questions for you. Reichenborn lines one into center. The Chiefs have their first hit. Second base runner, Noah Mendlinger. They'll try to follow suit and extend his hitting streak to 10 games if he can do just that. Two questions. The big league record for most sack flies in a game is 5. Colorado Rockies accomplished the feat. One other organization has done it twice. Who is it? Pickoff throw to first. Reichenborn back with a head first dive. They play in the American League West. So that should narrow it down. Think about an environment that is sometimes difficult to drive in runs. Reichenborn's on the scoot on the first pitch. The throw is a beauty, and he is out at second base. Caught stealing 2-6. Emshoff, a strong throw. Bases empty, one out for Mendlinger. The pitch was a strike, by the way. It's nothing and one. So if you think about an environment that is sometimes difficult, drive-in runs, that would be the Pacific Northwest, Seattle. Mendlinger takes wide, it's 1-1. The Mariners accomplished the feat twice, once in the 80s. And then again in 2011. One pitch, missed wide. 2 balls and a strike. Our follow-up question. With 128 sack flies, who is the all-time leader in the category? Hall of Famer. This pitch, a strike on the outside edge. Count evens at 2 on Noah Mendlinger. Eddie Murray. Murray. 3,000 hits, 504 homers, 8-time All-Star. 2-2 Mendlinger on the ground towards first. Williams makes the play moving towards the line. He steps on the bank, and there are 2 quick outs in the Peoria second. Think of all the accolades for Eddie Murray, right? 3,000 hits, 500 homers, 8-time All-Star. He won a World Series with the Orioles in the 80s. Silver Slugger. Won a couple of Gold Gloves. Orioles, of course, retired his number. Oh, yeah. And on the all-time leader in sack flies. The first pitch swinging a ground ball into center. Romeri a knock. Not in the lineup last night, in there this evening, and he makes an early impact. 2 outs, a chance for Mac Chambers. So there you go. I feel like we've given you an oral history tonight of the sacrifice fly. Chambers, a switch batter. He fouls the first pitch straight back to the screen. It's 0-1. Mac had a good pass at that one. 232 the batting average. 5 homers, 25 runs driven in. And by the way, it is a hitter's night here at Dozer Park. Wind blowing straight out. A pitcher's wind the last couple of days here at Dozer Park. 1 strike on Chambers. Fleming. Picks towards first, Romeri back. room to get another half step. No score, bottom of the second inning. Fleming, the right-hander, to the plate. Slider, strike, and it's nothing and two. Slider is a big sweeper, isn't it? Chiefs have been flummoxed by that pitch in the early going. The 0-2 serve, Chambers fouls it straight back just over my head and onto the roof. Chambers from Shawnee, Oklahoma. 11th rounder in last year's draft. On the row two, he hits one on the ground to first. A little chopper. Williams smothers and takes it to first. That ends the threat. A couple of hits in the frame, but the Chiefs do not score. We're off to the third. 0-0 tie on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
Did you know utility lines, electric, gas, communications, water, and more are buried on your property? If you don't know where they're located, you could cause an interruption to those critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Anytime you're planting, building, adding, or fixing anything outdoors, contact Julie before you dig. Every project, every time. Protect your family, your neighbors, and yourself. Plan ahead and contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. It's the law.
JulieBeforeYouDig.com.
There is definitely an art to handcrafting a rich, creamy Culver's concrete mixer. Start by scooping our so incredibly fresh vanilla or chocolate frozen custard. Then add whatever mix-ins you crave. Cookie dough, salted caramel, Butterfinger. Blend till you get the perfect balance of goodies from top to bottom. Indulge in a thing of beauty.
Come to Culver's and let us create a concrete mixer masterpiece just for you know who. Welcome to Delicious.
Bandits and Chiefs. Series tied. A game aside. Austin Love misses outside ball one. Peyton Wilson, who walked in the opening inning. It's the 1-0. Cut and a miss by Wilson. Ball and a strike. Goes the count. Why the next pitch? Wilson fouls it away. The count 1-2. The Chiefs 47-63 on the year. 19 up, 25 down in the season's second half. Quad Cities, a West Division worst, 43-67. Swing and a miss by Wilson. Punches out, one away in the third. The Bandits 10 under here in the second half, 17-27. Chiefs lead the season series 8-6. This is game 15 of 24. On the way, Daryl Collins, the batter. He gets jammed and taps one foul right side. One strike count. Collins fouled out in his only plate appearance. Takes down and away. Count 1-1. Love continues to work quickly. Next pitch home, caught the outside black, and it's 1-2. Right-hander nods his head in agreement with McKeithen. 1-2 misses outside. Two balls and two strikes on the Quad Cities left fielder. 2-2 on its way. A swing and a miss. Collins went fishing, Just one down and out of the zone. Love, four of his last five outs recorded via the punch out. He has five Ks all of a sudden. Gets to punch out the side as Emshoff digs in. First pitch, a slider over. Strike one call. Beautiful night here in downtown Peoria, not a cloud in the sky. One misses high and away. Ball and a strike on the River Bandits catcher. Portions of the outfield still sun-kissed, but shadows cover much of the diamond at the moment. 1-1 delivery misses away. Two balls and a strike on Emshoff. Bats with an open stance. The knob of his bat towards the catcher, the 2-1. It's over but low. Three balls and a strike. Love ready to work. Pitch outside, ball four. It's been an interesting outing for the Peoria right-hander. He's walked four. He's punched out five. We're in the third. Two outs, River Town, the batter. Left-handed swinger, he takes a fastball high, count 1-0. Stretch. The next pitch fouled back just to our left. It's rolling around on the sweep level. 1-1 the count. We're scoreless. Top of inning number three. Love the right-hander home. Keeter missed inside. 2-1. Love. Former North Carolina Tar Heel. He was a third rounder in last year's draft. Town lines a 2-1 into center. This will drop in for a knock. Two able to gather and get it back in rather quickly. Two out uprising all of a sudden. Sol Garza, the batter. Two hits aside. I'm trying to keep this game scoreless. His first pitch inside for a ball. It's 1-0. Love, by the way, one of five pitchers. Chief staff. Themselves in the Cardinals' top 30. There's a tamper foul. It's 1-1. MLB Pipeline re-ranked the Cardinals' top 30. They re-ranked all 30 farm systems. And the Chiefs have five top 30 pitchers. How about that? 1-1. Garza swinging a foul back. It's 1-2. Johan Paniagua, who we'll see on Saturday, has the top spot at number 13. Love comes in at number 17. Dionis Rodriguez continues his steady ascent. He's at 19. And a welcome to Nathaniel Heredia and Andre Granillo, 27th and 29th, respectively. Again, those rankings courtesy of MLB Pipeline. Two pitch low. Heater at 94. Count 2-2. He flashed up 94, but 87. Miscommunication. The radar guns certainly looked like a slider from up here. My eyes deceived me. A 2-2 pitch. There's another slider, and this one rings up Garza. Three strikeouts in the inning. Love works around some two-out traffic, and he remains perfect, at least in the runs column. He is not allowed a run through three. We go to the bottom of the third inning. No score on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
Catching the latest blockbuster on opening weekend is fun. But family movie night at home? That's even better, right? Like being a CEFQ member is better than being a customer at a bank. My CEFQ credit card has no balance transfer or annual fees. And I can redeem my rewards, turn my card on and off, and more, all with my phone. So I can do more with my credit card. Like seriously upgrading our home theater. CEFQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Did you know utility lines, electric, gas, communications, water, and more are buried on your property? If you don't know where they're located, you could cause an interruption to those critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Anytime you're planting, building, adding, or fixing anything outdoors, contact Julie before you dig. Every project, every time. Protect your family, your neighbors, and yourself. Plan ahead and contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. It's the law.
JulieBeforeYouDig.com.
Tommy Ju will lead off the Peoria third, 9-1-2 in the order against William Fleming. Right-hander was acquired in a trade earlier this season. Step off the back of the rubber. And now time is called. Yeah, that's a pitch clock violation. Fleming with four on the pitch clock. He just stepped off. Thought it would restart the clock, but that's not the ruling. Now his 1-0 pitch is a knee-high strike. So 1-1 the count on Tommy Ju, the Chiefs center fielder. Three homers, 15 runs driven in. 1-1, he chases a slider. Count 1-2. Mentioned that trade. Fleming was acquired from the Seattle Mariners for Carlos Santana. Made his organizational debut against us. 1-2 pitch missed upstairs. 2-2 on Tommy. Fleming took a no decision in that start back on July 1st. Here's a swing and a liner foul into the River Bandits bullpen. Just a little out in front of the slider. Count remains 2-2. In that start against us on July 1st, 5 innings, 4 hits, 4 runs all earned, 2 walks, 3 punch-outs. 2-2, a swing and a miss, strike 3. 2 down swinging. There's 1 out in the Chiefs' third. Bushberger, the batter, he was also a strikeout victim. Fleming has 4 now through 2 1/3. This pitch to Bushberger. Look out, a screamer foul into the Quad Cities dugout. That ball got into the seats in what felt like milliseconds. Yeah, 113 off the bat. Oh, my goodness. One pitch missed down and away, a slider. Count 1-1. Everybody's all right down there. This is empty, one away. Here's the 1-1 to Bushberger. It nearly hit him. How much break that slider has. That ball was behind Bushberger, and it nearly caught the inside edge. 2-1 the count. Fleming deals. Bushberger, a ground ball foul. The right of third. It's now 2-2. We're already checked in with our Health Alliance out-of-town scoreboard, but did you see what the Cardinals did this afternoon? They did not play nice. The Colorado Rockies. Cardinals wrapped up a sweep. 13-0 the final. Albert Pujols, a pinch hit grand slam. Home run number 690. Schberger fouls the 2-2 pitch right side and out of play. We'll do it again. Think about all the things that we do in our lives day to day. It's got to be, sure, there's some things, right, that are daily. Eat, what, 2-3 meals, depending on who you are. Schberger takes down in the lane, it's 3-2. Brush your teeth, take a shower, I get it. But how many things do you do 690 times? Wait on the 3-2, Fleming ready, the payoff. Buschberger, a drive into very deep left center. Back at the wall. It is gone. Home plate umpire Chris Silvestri signals it a home run. I think it just squeaked out and caromed back in off the railing. Buschberger, his sixth. And the Chiefs have a 1-0 cushion. Hey, 683 more of those, and Buschberger has caught Pujols. One out. Here's Tovalin. Seven homers, 30 runs driven in. He was a strikeout victim in the first. He offers it the first one and lifts it to left. Deep but playable for Collins. It's a hen-high grab, two down. L.J. Jones an opportunity, but just think about it, right? You do one thing 690 times. It's a lot. How many things in life do we truly do that many times? I think we nailed the easy ones, right? Jones takes a slider strike. It's 0-1. At least that was my thought today. I don't know. Maybe you thought, oh, ho-hum, just another homer. One pitch, Jones takes a strike, it's 0-2. Yeah, two outs on the board, Brendan. What are you doing over there? Sleep of the wheel. Oh, two pitch, lined in the right center, a base hit. Jones keeps the inning alive. Fourth knock. Game for our Chiefs. Hear from Brendan Howe in the fourth, fifth, sixth, maybe the seventh. Who's to say? Most broadcasters would use this time to eat some dinner, wax, but I'm an early dinner guy. Keithan takes outside ball one. Is just always ingrained with growing up. We always ate early, like 5 o'clock early, like 5:30. Is that bad? It's 1-0 to McKeithen. Ground ball towards third. It's foul. Valdez had to backhand. Well, it was clearly in foul ground. Count 1-1 on McKeithen. Catcher takes his time getting back in the box. 1-0 Chiefs on the Buschberger homer. Solo shot. One home. Slider strike. It's 1-2. Buschberger, seven homers on the air between Peoria and Double A Springfield. One, two, foul tip into the mitt. Strike three. Keithan down swinging. That ends the inning. The Chiefs jump in front, however, on the solo homer from Bushberger. Go to the fourth, Austin Love. Trying to hang around in this ball game. He's thrown a lot of pitches, but he has kept the River Bandits off the board. 1-0 Chiefs. Brendan Howe will join you on the other side of this break. You're listening to Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
At Ameren, Illinois, we're proud to power one of the smartest energy grids in the nation. But that doesn't mean our work is done. We're always working hard to make that grid smarter, faster, greener. Upgrading our energy grid to raise the bar on reliability, because you've got work to do. And as long as you're still going, so are we. Now that's energy at work. Learn more at amerenillinois.com/Peoria.
In 1963, history was made as A&W became the first restaurant to serve a bacon cheeseburger. The world would never be the same. Alongside the classic Papa Burger and signature cheese curds, and perfectly complemented by made fresh in-house A&W root beer, this historic merger of sizzling, juicy flavor remains one of many great American traditions you'll find at your local A&W. At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Third of the order for the River Bandits. Top of the fourth, Parker Bates, Cam Williams, Enrique Valdez against Austin Love, who is working with a lead as we enter the middle innings on the back of Jacob Bushberger's sixth home run of the year, a solo shot, 1-0 Chiefs. As we start things off, first pitch swinging for Bates, he lofts it into shallow left field, backing up the shortstop Chambers. It will be the left fielder Reichenborn to trot on toward the dirt, call him off to make the catch. One pitch and one out here in the fourth. It's Parker Bates now over two. Cam Williams will step in. If you're stopping by a little bit later here tonight, we thank you for joining us on the Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network. Brendan Howe here with you through the middle innings tonight. Chiefs lead game three of this series, 1-0. Austin Love ready to work to the left-handed swinging Williams. 0-for-1 with a strikeout his first time. First pitch to him the second time around is a fastball taken wide. One ball and no strikes at 93 on the gun. Love ready to uncoil the 1-0 pitch. Bounces up to the dish. Two balls and no strikes. Spiked one in the dirt. Beautiful evening for baseball here. Game three of our series. Still three more to come. Sun still poking out into center field. There's a 2-0 pitch. That finds the corner. It's 2-1. Sun still glossing over the buildings behind the batter's eye. Most of the field is engulfed in shade. Lights are on. Here's a 2-1. This one in the air toward right. And right at Romeri, who took a couple steps back and then came inwards on a sinking liner for out number two. Two up, two down for Enrique Valdez. Austin Love has looked rather sharp tonight. He's able to wiggle his way around three walks in the first inning. Then loaded the bases for Quad Cities and were unable to do anything with that, however. Since then, they've added just three extra base runs. First pitch swinging here for Valdez. He chops one right side. Played by Tobolin on a hop. The throw to the covering Love is in time to get Valdez by a half step. And that ends the inning. A nifty play from Tobolin at first base to get the River Bandits in order. Three up, three down for Austin Love. And he hangs another zero. Peoria 1, Quad Cities nothing. As we go to the home half of the fourth of the Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
Prepping my meals for the whole week saves me a lot of time, and it helps me keep an eye on my spending. And that's even better, right? SethQ does that too. Anytime, anywhere with mobile banking. And I can talk to a real person when I need to. My account has no monthly fee, so I use my SethQ debit card everywhere. The grocery store, ATMs, and, well, grabbing dinner with my friends. So I don't have to eat my own cooking every day. SethQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
At Culver's, we believe there's a right way to prepare a North Atlantic cod fillet sandwich. The traditional way. By traditional, we mean the way it's done all across the Midwest. We start with the finest, hand-cut cod fillets. Batter each by hand and cook crispy golden to order. No shortcuts, just hot and flaky, hand-battered goodness. So good.
It's a tradition, all right. Culver's North Atlantic cod fillet dinner or sandwich. Welcome to Delicious.
Peoria's playing tonight in the heart of Illinois. Fun is taking flight. Peoria's playing tonight. Now I can't shake Peoria off my mind. Peoria plays for life.
Plan your adventure at discoverpeoria.com.
Us up at the bottom of the fourth. Chiefs looking to add on to a 1-0 lead here in game three of the series. William Fleming back to work. First pitch, a slider dropped in on the inner half for a strike. Nothing and one. Reichenborn 1-for-1, a base hit to lead off the second inning. He was then tossed out trying to swipe second. Trying to be the catalyst here in the fourth. A one pitch to him. Slider dipped off the outside corner. Reichenborn couldn't hold his swing back. Check swing, strike two. Fleming does have 5 Ks under his belt here tonight. Does he have another on the 0-2? He does not, as the slider dips way outside. Spiked over the left-handed batter's box as the catcher Emshoff had to slide to his right to save that one. It's a ball and 2 strikes. Now lights have been flicked on here at Dozer Park as nightfall approaches. Wind blowing steadily out toward center, straightaway center field at about 10 miles an hour. The 1-2 is up high. Count evens up on Reichenborn, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tyler to be followed by Noah Menlinger and Patrick Romeri in the frame. Count even 2-2. Fleming to the dish. Reichenborn sends it on the ground towards short, backhanded by Tolbert. He'll shuffle it and fire across. The throw is low, and Williams can't handle it. But Reichenborn will reach for the second time. He'll credit him with a base hit there. Tolbert had to range to his right, had to go to a backhand to try and make that play. That had a long throw across to first. Williams couldn't dig it out. The throw was a little bit low. Skipped it over to him, and Reichenborn the beneficiary there, as are the Chiefs. So here's Menlinger to dig in with a man aboard and still nobody out. Fleming out of the stretch looks toward first. Reichenborn gets the uniform dirty as he's back in time. Chiefs with a run on 5 hits to this point. Lead on the back of a solo homer from Jacob Buschberger, his 6th of the season. Menlinger still patiently awaiting the first offering. Here it comes, showing bunt. He skips out of the way of a pitch inside. Back pick to first. Reichenborn in with a dive. Throw trickles off the glove of Williams into foul ground, but not far enough for Reichenborn to get up and try and scamper to second. It's 1-0 on Menlinger after an action-packed first pitch of the at-bat. Goodness. To finish up the line to this point. No runs on 2 hits for Quad Cities. They've been scattered. They have had their opportunities by working some walks, but Austin Love has been a brick wall, able to work himself around that. Well, one. Menlinger tries to drop a bunt down again. Instead, he trickles it foul toward the Quad Cities dugout. Down 1-1. Menlinger 0-for-1. He rolled over to first base to Williams his first time. Try and find some outfield grass this time around. Third baseman Valdez pulled in on the lip of the grass, and the 1-1 from Fleming. Menlinger swats this one down the left field side. That'll reach the berm out of play. Count goes to 1-2. One thing about Menlinger is not afraid to put up a tough fight with 2 strikes. He hangs tough. Some long at-bats, fouls off a lot of pitches, raises the pitch count. When he gets his, he doesn't miss it. Had an RBI double the other night. Stung one into the gap late. And the 1-2. Down in the dirt, gets through the wickets of Emshoff. Off to second base races Reichenborn. And he is in there, and they will say that that ball got a piece of Menlinger. And now Fleming wants an explanation. Brooks Conrad, Quad City skipper, is up off the top step. And he has a word for Chris Silvestri, our home plate umpire. Everybody confused here. Chris Silvestri not having any of it. Turned to look at Brooks Conrad, signaled that it clipped his leg, and that was all. So here is Patrick Romeri now, first and second for the Chiefs with nobody out. Fleming perhaps dipping himself into some hot water here. First pitch to Romeri, that misses away with a slider, and now catcher Emshoff immediately pops out of the crouch to go have a word with his battery man. Count 1-0 to Romeri. Chiefs with yet another runner in scoring position. They've had three of them. Reichenborn's been in scoring position once. He tried for two on that stolen base attempt before being set down. Now we're ready. Emshoff back behind the plate. Fleming's 1-0 pitch. Romeri pops a bunt down the first baseline. Off the mound of field is Fleming. His only plays to first. The throw gets away. It's into right field. Here comes Reichenborn for the plate. He will score. And the Chiefs lead 2-0. It got off the glove of Williams and down the right field line. Not sure if Romeri darting down the line obstructed his view. What do we have here? Patrick Anderson is incensed from the third baseline. He came charging in to talk to Chris Silvestri. They sent both runners back. What in the world? Anderson is giving Silvestri an earful. The call on the field is runner interference, which means that the run will be taken off the board, and Reichenborn will have to head back to second, which means Romeri Romeri's effort will be for naught. Anderson is none too pleased with this call here. The Romeri is out on runner interference. And what a tough break for the Chiefs. So instead of a 2-0 game and two runners on but nobody out, instead it's two runners on, one out for Mac Chambers. First pitch to Max, swung on and bounced off the dish. Out to the mound as Fleming came charging in. Would have worked as a swinging bunt, but Chambers fouled it off. Nothing won. That's certainly a first this year for the Chiefs. How often do you see runner interference take a run off the board? Certainly a first for Peoria. Count 0-1 on Chambers. Fleming's pitch home. Misses outside with a changeup. Left it too far off the outside edge, and it's 1-1. Reichenborn remains at second. Medlinger stays at first. Romeri has been sent down on the runner interference call. Would have gave the Chiefs a 2-0 lead. Here's the 1-1. Good. Bender right in there for a strike. Down the heart of the plate. Started outside. Spun its way back to the middle of the dish. It's 1-2 on Chambers. Tommy Ju waits on deck. Middle infield for Quad City. Shaded to double play depth. Corners a bit back. 1-2 from Fleming. Here it is. Chambers swings and sends a fly ball into deep center field. Bates ranging back on his horse at the track. He reaches up and he can't make the catch. It one hops off the fence. Reichenborn wheeling for the plate. Medlinger will get the stop sign at third as the throw comes back in. The back pick to third. Medlinger dives under the tag. And the Chiefs lead it 2-0. Chambers chucks up an RBI. He gave that one a ride. Straight away center field, and And the switch hitter knocks in his 26th of the year to double the Chiefs' edge. Now, it wasn't the way they originally brought the run home, but they do get him in as Reichenborn crosses the dish. As that prompts a visit from Steve Luber, Quad City's pitching coach, on his way to try and settle down the right-hander Fleming. Second and third for the Chiefs is the situation. Tommy Ju will be the hitter. Off the bat, it did not look like that ball from Chambers had that much carry to it. But with the wind blowing straight out to center field, like we talked about a little bit earlier, that definitely helped the cause. I think the center fielder Parker Bates also thought that ball would die. Off the bat, it looked like he had a pretty good beat on that one and then realized, oh boy, I got to get on my horse after this one, and it fell on the track. Infield in for Quad Cities as Tommy Ju looks at a slider away. One ball and no strikes. 2-0 Chiefs now on six hits. They've got two ducks on the pond for Tommy Ju if he can find a soft spot in the defense. Count 1-0, pitch from Fleming. Tommy dribbles this one up the third base side, foul toward Patrick Anderson. Still is just one out in the inning at the Patrick Romeri runner interference call. Fear not, as Mac Chambers drove in his 26th of the year, and it made it a 2-0 game. That's where we stand currently. 1-1 to Chami. Here it is. Swung on and lifted down the right field line. That'll reach the seats. A ball and two strikes. Decent-sized gathering for this ball game tonight, game three of our series, trying to cheer the Chiefs on to a crooked number here in this fourth inning. 1-2 pitch. Tommy swings and misses strike three. Down to a knee he goes. Trying to get some wood on the inside slider. Missed. Down on strikes he goes for the second time. Here's Jacob Buschberger now. Who was responsible for getting the scoring started here tonight. He had a solo blast back in the third. Ended a 1-0 lead for Peoria at the time. He's got a chance to pick up a couple more if he can knock one through here. First pitch to him. Takes the slider off the edge. One ball, no strikes. Buschberger's sixth blast of the season. Fleming out of the stretch. He comes set at the belt. Down the 1-0. Buschberger swings. Did he do it again? Deep left field. Collins at the track. Buschberger's left the yard. He's got his second of the night. Number 7 on the year for Jacob. RBIs 39, 40, and 41. And the Chiefs lead 5-0. Have yourself a night. Buschberger out of the leadoff spot. My goodness. Two home runs and back-to-back trips. Here's Tomalin. Takes a fastball, strike middle, 0-1. Seventh hit of the night for Peoria is a big one. 0-1 to Tomalin. Grounded toward first base. Up with it is Williams. And he will hold off the pitcher Fleming and take it to the bag himself to retire the side. But not before Jacob Buschberger adds some insult to injury. It makes it a 5-0 ball game. Chiefs pick up four runs in the fourth. As we move to the fifth, Austin Love, cushion to sit on now here on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
Catching the latest blockbuster on opening weekend is fun. Family movie night at home? Well, that's even better, right? Like being a CEFQ member is better than being a customer at a bank. My CEFQ credit card has no balance transfer or annual fees. And I can redeem my rewards, turn my card on and off, and more, all with my phone. So I can do more with my credit card. Like seriously upgrading our home theater. CEFQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Did you know utility lines, electric, gas, communications, water, and more are buried on your property? If you don't know where they're located, you could cause an interruption to those critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Anytime you're planting, building, adding, or fixing anything outdoors, contact Julie before you dig. Every project, every time. Protect your family, your neighbors, and yourself. Plan ahead and contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. It's the law.
JulieBeforeYouDig.com.
There is definitely an art to handcrafting a rich, creamy Culver's concrete mixer. Start by scooping our so incredibly fresh vanilla or chocolate frozen custard. Then add whatever mix-ins you crave. Cookie dough, salted caramel, Butterfinger. Blend till you get the perfect balance of goodies from top to bottom. Indulge in a thing of beauty.
Come to Culver's and let us create a concrete mixer masterpiece.
Tyler Tolbert into the box, top of the fifth. As upon us from Dozer Park, Austin Love to work against Tolbert. First pitch swinging, foul tips it into the mitt for a strike. It's 0-1. Chiefs on top, 5-0 here in game three on the back of Jacob Buschberger. A two-home run night to this point. A one from Love. Tolbert goes after it, comes up empty on a hack. Left a slider down and away did Love. Nothing in two on the River Bandits leadoff man, Tolbert. Homers number 6 and 7 for Buschberger, almost to identical spots in left center field. Here's Love's 0-2. Breaking ball tapped off to the left side of the mound. Love to field his position. Strong throw to first in time, and he gets Tolbert by a step. Keeping Austin Love on his toes is Tolbert. Fields his position well. Makes the throw for out number one. Here's Peyton Wilson. Wilson 0-1 with a strikeout and a walk tonight. He was left at third in the first. River Bandits with just two hits tonight. First one from Love. Big cut and a miss. Fastball outside part of the dish. Nothing in one. Love working with some pace here to begin this fifth. Here's his 0-1 offering. Breaking ball. That stayed downstairs. It's a ball and a strike. A lot of power in that bat. Jacob Buschberger tonight. Here's the 1-1. Foul tipped off the end of the bat. Wilson trickled it toward the Chiefs side of things. That's 1-2. But don't forget Mac Chambers. He also chipped him driving in a run. He sent a deep fly ball to center field. That scored Reichenborn. Love looking to put him away on 1-2. Left a fastball high and wide. 2 balls, 2 strikes as the count evens up. No action for the Chiefs in the bullpen. They're going to let Love ride. There is some action for Quad Cities down the left field line. Southpaw getting loose. 2-2 from Love. Missed upstairs and away. It's 3-2. The count to the brim. Chiefs trying to make it 2 in a row over Quad Cities with a win here tonight. Payoff from Love on the way. Just able to get a piece, did Wilson, to hang tough and stay alive. Love's got 6 strikeouts tonight with Love number 7. Pun not intended there. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Bases clear, one away in the top half of the fifth inning. Chiefs on top, 5-0. Love out of the wind. Payoff pitch. Here it comes. Popped up left side. Into foul ground goes Menlinger by the wall. He reaches and can't make the catch. Hits off the ramp and the camera well and back into the seats. Just a harmless foul ball. Wilson will be able to breathe a little bit easier here and see another pitch. Menlinger had a long way to come from his spot at third base. Just ran out of room by the wall that guards the camera well. The pitch number 8 of the at-bat here to Wilson. Been a pesky at bat. 3-2 again. Down low, a called strike 3. Wilson can't believe it. And ring up another for Love, number 7 on the night. Second time Wilson is fanned this evening. 2 away for Darryl Collins now. Pass Collins digs in from the left side, looks at a fastball that misses outside to start. 1-0. You heard Cody talk about it. The re-ranked MLB pipeline top 30 in the Cardinals system. As the 1-0 is nubbed foul to the left. 1-1. Austin Love has crept into the number 17 spot on that list. Here's a 1-1. Foul tipped, and looked like it may have gotten a piece of somebody back there, whether it was McKeithen or Chris Silvestri, the home plate umpire. As it rolls slowly down the third baseline, it's a ball and 2 strikes on Collins. It was 0-for-2 with a fly out to left and a strikeout. Love eyeing number 8 to get himself out of the fifth. See what he's got dialed up here on the 1-2. Out of the wind to the dish. Fastball upstairs. 2 balls and 2 strikes at 95. Love going for some extra gas in that tank on that last pitch. Here's a 2-strike offering once more. He blew it by him. Strike 3. Number 8 for Austin Love. Fans Collins to end the fifth. Back-to-back punch-outs in the frame. Austin Love looking sharp. Chiefs on top 5-0. Halfway home from Dozer Park on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Prepping my meals for the whole week saves me a lot of time, and it helps me keep an eye on my spending. And that's even better, right? SetQ does that too. Anytime, anywhere with mobile banking. And I can talk to a real person when I need to. My account has no monthly fee, so I use my SetQ debit card everywhere. The grocery store, ATMs, and, well, grabbing dinner with my friends. So I don't have to eat my own cooking every day. SetQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
At Culver's, we believe there's a right way to prepare a North Atlantic cod fillet sandwich. The traditional way. By traditional, we mean the way it's done all across the Midwest. We start with the finest, hand-cut cod fillets, batter each by hand, and cook crispy golden to order. No shortcuts, just hot and flaky, hand-battered goodness. So good.
It's a tradition, all right. Culver's North Atlantic cod fillet dinner or sandwich. Welcome to Delicious.
Jones to climb in to lead it off. Bottom five Chiefs trying to add to a 5-0 lead. They've scored in each of the last two frames. We have a U.S. Cellular call to the pen as Jones tags the first one a mile high down the line and left. Collins ranging toward the chalk. He will reach up to make the catch just a couple of feet shy of the warning track. And Jones has gone on one pitch for out number one as Caden Monk starts his night off on the right foot. Southpaw out of the bullpen for Quad Cities. He's making his 23rd appearance here at Dozer Park this season. 0-5 with a 5.66 ERA. 58 strikeouts total over 55 and two-thirds innings, although now 56 innings flat with that last out recorded on L.J. Jones. Here's Aaron McKeithen now. Bases clear, one away. Ready-lefty matchup. Monk is ready. Lifts the leg and fires. First pitch, a slider that's a little bit too far inside. 1-0. Give you the final line on the starter, William Fleming, here in just a moment. A little bit of a rough go of it for Fleming. Chiefs tagged him for 5 runs. Here's the 1-0 to McKeithen. Line drive into left. That'll fall for a base hit in front of Collins. Now Aaron McKeithen is aboard. The 8th hit of the ball game for Peoria. 1-0 and 1 out for Tyler Reckenborn now. The book shut on Fleming. He allowed 5 runs on 7 hits over 4 innings. No walk, 6 Ks. Here's Reckenborn now. Monk works primarily out of the stretch. Tall lefty, kicks and fires to the dish. Reichenborn shots one to third. Up with it is Valdez. He goes to second base for one. Return throw to first. A good pick by Williams to finish off the double play. Around the horn they go, 5-4-3. And just like that, in the blink of an eye, the bottom of the fifth comes to a close for the Chiefs. 1-2-3 for Monk out of the bullpen. Just what the doctor ordered for Quad Cities. However, Peoria still holds a 5-0 lead to the sixth on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
Prepping my meals for the whole week saves me a lot of time. And it helps me keep an eye on my spending. And that's even better, right? SetQ does that too. Anytime, anywhere with mobile banking. And I can talk to a real person when I need to. My account has no monthly fee, so I use my SetQ debit card everywhere. The grocery store, ATMs, and, well, grabbing dinner with my friends. So I don't have to eat my own cooking every day. SetQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Did you know utility lines, electric, gas, communications, water, and more are buried on your property? If you don't know where they're located, you could cause an interruption to those critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Anytime you're planting, building, adding, or fixing anything outdoors, contact Julie before you dig. Every project, every time. Protect your family, your neighbors, and yourself. Plan ahead and contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. It's the law.
JulieBeforeYouDig.com.
Valuable utility lines are buried on your property. Not knowing where they're located can cause an interruption to critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. Every project, every time. It's the law.
It's a bullpen game from here on out at Dozer Park. We have another U.S. Cellular call to the pen. Another southpaw, this time for the Chiefs. It's Nathaniel Heredia set to take the ball. KLM Schaff, Rivertown, Saul Garza will be the 3 degree, a middle third of the River Bandits order. Numbers on the year for Heredia. 3-3 the record, a 3.8 ERA. 66 and a third. He's allowed 28 earned runs on 55 hits. First pitch to Emshoff. Swung on and lifted in the air into shallow right field. Drifting back, Tobelin and Buschberger to be the right fielder, Romeri, to make the catch on the run toward the line. One pitch, one out as Emshoff is down. Here's Rivertown. Just to finish the line for Nathaniel Heredia's stats on the season. 42 walks and 80 punchouts as well. A couple of guys who, in Austin Love and Nathaniel Heredia, have that strikeout pitch in their back pocket. First pitch to the new man, Rivertown, is up and in. Dusting him back with a heater. One ball and no strikes. Of course, we know Heredia can certainly dial it up on the radar gun as well. That one buzzed in there at 95. Down up twice, been on twice. Takes a fastball in the corner there. And it's 1-1. A walk for Town in the first inning. A base hit in the third. Obviously, first time matching up with Heredia tonight. High fastball called strike. And it's 1-2 as that one sat top shelf right at the letters. Good spot to live for Heredia. Not going to get hurt that much up there with a left-handed bat. 1-2 pitch. Down and away, tried to bury a slider, and it's 2-2. Nathaniel Heredia, also one of those names that made his way onto the MLB pipeline. Newly reconstructed top 30 as Town punches one, a number towards shortstop. Backhanded snag by Chambers. Crossbody throw in time. A nifty play at short by Mack for the second out. 6-3 put out. Town sent a slow roller to the left side. Chambers made it look easy for our number two. Here's Saul Garza. Well, we have a moment. Final line for Austin Love. He was magnificent here tonight. No runs. He allowed just a pair of knocks over five innings. Able to dance his way around four walks, and he punched out eight as well. Nobody on, two outs. Garza, first pitch swinging, lifts it in the air to center field. Ju on the run toward the alley. No problem to put that one away on the move. And that is exactly what Nathaniel Heredia was looking for. Three up, three down. Chiefs still holding on to that 5-0 lead. Bottom of the sixth coming your way in just a moment on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
In 1963, history was made as A&W became the first restaurant to serve a bacon cheeseburger. The world would never be the same. Alongside the classic Papa Burger and signature cheese curds, and perfectly complemented by made fresh in-house A&W root beer, this historic merger of sizzling, juicy flavor remains one of many great American traditions you'll find at your local A&W. At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Bases loaded, two outs, bottom of the ninth, and they're down to their final strike.
When a life-altering illness throws a curveball your way, Health Alliance steps up to the plate. We connect you with an all-star team of doctors, nurses, therapists, and pharmacies to help knock your illness right out of the park. Our care coordinators help explain treatment options, costs, and next steps. Plus, this team support is already included in your coverage. Now that's what we call a grand slam.
It's going, going, going!
Come back to the hill. Noah Mendlinger, Patrick Romeri, Mac Chambers, a three set to hit. 6, 7, and 8 in the Peoria lineup. Be a lefty-lefty matchup to start us off at the bottom of the sixth. Chiefs on top, 5-0. If you're just joining us here on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network, Chiefs with 5 runs on 8 hits. Quad Cities has been kept at bay offensively tonight. Just a couple of knocks for them, no runs. As the Chiefs have the shutout intact. Here's Mendlinger to lead it off. First pitch of the inning, a slider in there for a strike, bottom of the zone, 0-1. Mendlinger was hit by a pitch and left it third his last time. Other than that, he's 0-1. Third baseman Valdez pulled in, a couple of steps off the grass in the 0-1. Mendlinger goes after it, comes up empty. I'll cut him up in front on the off-speed delivery, it's 0-2. Thought we were going to have our t-shirt toss. If you've been out here at Dozer Park, you know the softy ball toss, t-shirt toss. We throw them up here out of the press box. 0-2 to Mendlinger. Waving a miss on a pitch in the dirt for strike three. Emshaw fell from behind the plate to collect and fire to finish off the K. Mendlinger down for out number one. I'm going to bring up Patrick Romeri. I have to loosen up my arm out up here if that's something we're going to do. I don't get to take a peek at that pregame script to see when that's coming up, so that'd be something I had to look into going forward. But I'm already up here today. I was hoping that it would be mid-six. So here's Patrick Romeri. Base hit and was called out on runner interference. Takes the first pitch fastball that slides away. 1-0, no strikes. Of course, we as broadcasters, this is why we're up here. We're not athletes. If we were athletes, we'd be down on the field. That's why we're up here talking to you all about it. 1-0 for Monk. Wave and a miss. Awkward cut from Romeri that time. Was fooled on a pitch inside, and it's 1-1. That's something that Dave Vassay found out yesterday. Part of the Los Angeles Dodgers broadcast crew. Of course, Dodgers are in Milwaukee this week for a series, and 1-1 pitch to Romeri is cut on and missed. Ball and two strikes. If you've ever been to the ballpark in Milwaukee, they have this monumental slide in center field that has become pretty iconic. And if you venture out there for a Brewers contest, it's almost something that's a must. 1-2 to Romeri. Cut on and missed. Strike three. Monk put the fastball right by him off the outside end. Romeri came up empty on the swing. And there's two away for Mac Chambers. So Dave went down the slide and immediately, and this video is classic, it's been circulating Twitter all day. Joe Davis had the best introduction possible, I think, for this video. And he said that he's never seen someone so excited for anything in their life as Dave Vassay was to go down this slide in Milwaukee. First pitch to Chambers. Breaking ball strike on the outside corner. Long story short, I think Dave regretted it when he was finished. Because there is this padded wall at the end, but there's not much space to stop your slide. So you don't have much recovery time once you exit the tunnel. As Chambers takes a fastball inside, Dustin aback a bit, one ball, one strike. And instead of trying to stop himself and just take the contact with the body, he stuck out his arm to try and break his fall. And he ended up breaking his wrist. 1-1. Chambers chops it foul up the third base side. One ball and two strikes. Would like to also report that Dave is okay. There was no excess harm other than the wrist, which has since been bandaged up. And Dave did the broadcast that night. And when they introduced him, he waved with the bandaged hand to show the world exactly what the damage was, as Chambers watches a fastball go by 2-2. And that is Exhibit A of why we as broadcasters need to stay in our lane. Two balls and two strikes, pitch to Chambers, fouled straight back, and he'll get another chance. Just an incredible video. If you had the chance, go search that one up on Twitter. Just an incredible sight. But Dave was in good spirits about it. He was as happy as a clam going down that slide and was able to laugh it off. Hopefully that wrist recovers with a speedy process. 2-2 still here on Chambers. And the pitch from Monk cut on and missed strike three. Chambers spun around on the slider. Caden Monk strikes out the side in the sixth. Not too shabby of an inning. Keeps the Chiefs off the board. 5-0. Peoria still with the edge here in game three. However, we move to the seventh. Nathaniel Heredia back to the bump. The other side of this break, Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
Bases loaded, two outs, bottom of the ninth, and they're down to their final strike.
When a life-altering illness throws a curveball your way, Health Alliance steps up to the plate. We connect you with an all-star team of doctors, nurses, therapists, and pharmacies to help knock your illness right out of the park. Our care coordinators help explain treatment options, costs, and next steps. Plus, this team support is already included in your coverage. Now that's what we call a grand slam.
It's going, going, gone!
Catching the latest blockbuster on opening weekend is fun. With family movie night at home, that's even better, right? Like being a CEFQ member is better than being a customer at a bank. My CEFQ credit card has no balance transfer or annual fees. And I can redeem my rewards, turn my card on and off, and more, all with my phone. So I can do more with my credit card. Like seriously upgrading our home theater. CEFQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Did you know utility lines, electric, gas, communications, water, and more are buried on your property? If you don't know where they're located, you could cause an interruption to those critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Anytime you're planting, building, adding, or fixing anything outdoors, contact Julie before you dig. Every project, every time. Protect your family, your neighbors, and yourself. Plan ahead and contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked.
Nathaniel Heredia back to work against Parker Bates to lead off the top of the seventh. 5-0 Chiefs with the edge. First pitch fastball glides over the corner for a strike. It's 0-1. Cam Williams, Enrique Valdez, bottom third of the Bandits order. As we move into the late innings. 0-1 from Heredia. Off the end of the bat, Bates pops it up on the infield. Bushberger looking up, and we'll put the squeeze on that one for out number one. Bit of a lazy pop-up from Bates that time. He's 0 for 3 as he's retired to open up a home. Rather, visitors half of the seventh, I should say. And here's Cam Williams. Nathaniel Heredia. He's gone 4 up and 4 down since entering tonight's ballgame. Here's his first look at Williams. Off the slider well outside, nowhere close that time. To start off the at-bat against the Bandits' first baseman, it's 1-0. Williams has been up twice, has yet to reach a strikeout and a flyout to right. 1-0 from Heredia. Another breaker, that one in there for a strike that time, right down Main Street, 1-1. It's A lefty at the chest, the 1-1. Fastball dips in. Well, they're going to say that one was a little bit inside, rather. Two balls and a strike. Looked pretty good from my vantage point here. Instead, the count 2-1. Base is clear, one gone. Already his next pitch. Big hack from Williams that time. Hopping out of the batter's box. He swung so hard at that one, nearly knocked him off balance, and it's 2-2. Already trying to make it 5 in a row, set down since entering tonight's ball game. 2-2 pitch on the way. Fastball, Trey couldn't paint the corner. Instead, the count goes full 3-2 as Williams circles the right-handed batter's box before digging back in. Ready to serve that one up at 94. What's he got here on the payoff pitch? Here it comes. Swung on and lifted right side. That'll drift back into section 103. Three balls, two strikes. Williams hanging tough, trying to stay alive. Mud City's with just two hits. They have not had one since the third inning. It's been a stretch of 11 in a row retired by Peoria pitching. 3-2. That misses outside. Ball four. The announcer's jinx strikes again. Williams draws the walk to break up that stretch. And here's Enrique Valdez with one on and one out. Would love to know how many times that has popped up, the announcer's jinx. I feel like it's been a handful of times, at least with myself on the air, as Valdez looks at a fastball below the knees, one ball, no strikes. Cody doesn't always go for it. I definitely think there's something to it. One ball, no strikes. Walking lead for Williams off the bag at first. Heredia fires. It's a dribbler off the end of the bat toward the mound. Heredia to field his position and fire on to first. And he gets the out there. Up to second base scoots. Williams now with two down. And back to the top of the order for Tyler Tolbert. Another 1-3 put away for the Chiefs. Here's Tolbert, who had the first of such outs. Just to start off things in the fifth when Austin Love was still on the bump. But by the way, it was marvelous if you're just joining us. Five shutout frames, scattered just a pair of hits. Picked up 8 strikeouts in the process as well. Tolbert pinwheels the bat out toward Heredia, who now steps off the back of the rubber. Tolbert digging in for the fourth time. He's 0 for 3 tonight. Strikeout, a flyout, and a dribbler back to the mound. Runner in scoring position at second in Williams. Heredia looks that way, kicks and fires. It's a fastball that missed outside, 1-0. This is just the fourth time that Quad Cities has had a man in scoring position tonight. They had 2 in the first inning, 1 in the third, and they had not had one since until Williams reached just moments ago. Already a set for the 1-0. Here it comes. Breaking ball missed outside. Tried to put the slider on the outside edge. And it's 2-0 here to Tolbert. Tolbert had an outburst in game 1 of the series back on Tuesday. Came up 6 times, reached 5 times, had 4 stolen bases, drove in a run, scored twice himself. He was all over the map. 2-0 pitch. And that one sails outside. McKeithen had to lunge to save that one from the backstop. Keep Williams at second base. It's 3-0. Redia will stroll off the back of the mound and tap some rosin on the fingertips. Trying to get a grip before the 3-0. Lefty a breath as he gets his sign from McKeithen. Lifts and fires a 3-0. Fastball, get me over. And it's in there for a strike, 3-1. Quad Cities and Peoria battling here in game 3. Two teams at the bottom of the Western Division. Division in which has really become a two-horse race. It's a 3-1 pitch. That's skied in the air to deep right. Romeri ranging back with plenty of room to make the catch as he camps under it. And that retires the side. Williams stranded aboard in scoring position. Yet another 0 put up by the Chiefs pitching staff. It looked very, very sharp here tonight. 5-0 the lead as we stretch from Dozier Park. Cody Schindler will take you the rest of the way tonight after this break on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
Ken, America's locally grown wireless company, connecting Peoria to what matters most. Let Kander Parker Harm enter. Spurs number 40, Harm. 6'2", 225 years of age from North Dakota. Signed as a free agent back in 2021. Faced 9-1-2 in the Peoria order. Tommy Jew offers it the first pitch. Valdez, the third baseman, an acrobatic stop. His throw to first is in time. One away. Valdez ranging to his left, full extension. Then fired on the run in time to get the speedy Jew. Fine play, one pitch, one out. Now Pushberger, the batter. Who was the last Peoria Chiefs batter to homer three times in one ball game? Brady Wayland, last year, as a matter of fact. Three-homer ball game in a win at Wisconsin. Pushberger a chance here, one away in the bottom of the seventh. Harm deals, the pitch outside, ball one. 5-8-0 for our Chiefs, 0-2-0 for Quad Cities. Chiefs trying to take a two-games-to-one series lead. Harm rests the glove belt high, the 1-0. Pushberger out in front, count 1-1. Pushberger had really struggled as of late, but he is starting to break out in a big way, isn't he? 1-1. Heater, a strike called on the outside edge. It's 1-2. Been a lot of notable home runs in the Cardinal system as of late. Remember Chandler Redmond, what he did last week? Pushberger offers it the 1-2 and pops it up. Back of second, it's Wilson. Puts the clamps on out number two. Redmond hit for the cycle, becoming just the second player in baseball history. Includes the major leagues or the minor leagues to hit for the home run cycle. A solo shot, two-run blast, three-run homer, and, of course, a grand slam. How about that? Redmond, of course, a 2021 Chiefs slugger. Some success with us. His first pitch misses wide to Osvaldo Toveline. It's 1-0. Harm, a deep breath now. The next one. Toveline, a ground ball towards the middle of the diamond. Diving stop. Tolbert to his feet. The throw is in time. What a pick on the back end by the first baseman, Williams. Toveline robbed of a hit. Williams, not say he's a first baseman by trade, but holy smokes, what a pick on the back end to secure out number three. Harm sets us down in order. We go to the eighth, 5-0 Chiefs on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
At Culver's, we believe there's a right way to prepare a North Atlantic cod fillet sandwich. The traditional way. By traditional, we mean the way it's done all across the Midwest. We start with the finest, hand-cut cod fillets, batter each by hand, and cook crispy golden to order. No shortcuts, just hot and flaky, hand-battered goodness. So good.
It's a tradition, all right. Culver's North Atlantic cod fillet dinner or sandwich. Welcome to Delicious.
Peoria's playing tonight in the heart of Illinois. Fun is taking flight. Peoria's playing tonight. Now I can't shake Peoria off my mind. Peoria plays for life.
Plan your adventure at discoverpeoria.com.
U.S. Cellular, call to the pen, America's locally grown wireless company. Connecting Peoria to what matters most, Chris Gerard making his Dozier Park debut. Left-hander enters in the eighth, a 5-0 Chiefs lead. He'll face the switch batter Peyton Wilson to kick off the inning. First pitch outside, ball one. Darrell Collins and Cale Enshoff will follow. Gerard, he did surrender a homer in his Chiefs debut. Wilson a cut and a miss. It's 1-1. Diego Cartaya took him deep, but no shame in that. Cartaya has moved up into the top 10. The Pipeline's recent re-rank. He's the ninth best prospect in all of baseball. 1-1 delivery missed, down it in, 2-1. River Bandits, they had a ton of traffic in that first inning. Wilson fouls one back, it's 2-2. But they have been very quiet ever since. Just two hits for Quad Cities. Five shutout from the Peoria starter, Austin Love. He whiffed eight. Nathaniel Heredia allowed just one base runner over two innings, two scoreless innings out of the pen. Gerard, the 2-2, a swing and a miss. Changeup got him. Wilson, strikeout victim for the third time tonight. With one away, here's Darrell Collins. Lefty-lefty battle. Arn has his sign. They set up away. The first pitch, a breaker down for ball one. Tell you what, they had a lot of fun in Lansing last night. Lugnuts knocked off the Great Lakes Loons. Here's a smash towards first. Tovalin able to knock it down, but that's it. A rocket towards first. We're going to give that a hit. That ball was hit on the screws right at Tovalin, but certainly not a... Not an easy chance, right? Oh, that much hair on it. One on, one out. Here's Emshoff. And now time called. Count. Piece of debris, perhaps a batting glove, loose. Just to the right of home plate. One on, one out for Emshoff. Link kicking the pitch. Strike call, painted the knee. It's count nothing and one. The next pitch, outside for a ball, 1-1. To finish the thought, a couple of neat tidbits from last night's Lansing victory. Veronica Alvarez, filling in as the skipper this week for the Lugnuts, she picked up the win. Emshoff drives a ball to deep center. Jew going back. The ball will stay in the yard. He makes a catch in medium deep center field. Two outs in the eighth. Well, Veronica picks up the win. Said that the guys in the Lansing clubhouse were fantastic. Obviously very excited for her. And then on the media side, Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, the voice of the Lugnuts, all-time nice guy, did his yearly game recreation where he has the play-by-play texted to him. River Town steps in, swinging a miss, count 0-1. And Jesse then describes the action based on the text he receives. He has sound effects and everything, piped in crowd noise. One pitch inside, move the feet of Town. It's 1-1. This pitch, Town, a looper foul down the left field line. It's now 1-2, one ball and two strikes. And if the pitch was taken, Jesse had a ball and a mitt, he would pound the mitt together. If the ball was put in play, he would slap a wooden spoon on, a baseball bat that he had stationed with him as Town lines out softly to center. That ends the inning. Girard works around a one-out single, and he puts up a scoreless eighth. For the home half, we go 5-0 Peoria. For the tip of the cap, Veronica Alvarez, the Lansing acting manager, and to Jesse, the voice of the Lugnuts. Job well done last night up there in Michigan. U.S. Cellular call of the pen. We have a new hurler on. We'll tell you about him when we return. 5-0 Chiefs. Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
Catching the latest blockbuster on opening weekend is fun. But family movie night at home? Well, that's even better, right? Like being a CEFQ member is better than being a customer at a bank. My CEFQ credit card has no balance transfer or annual fees. And I can redeem my rewards, turn my card on and off, and more, all with my phone. So I can do more with my credit card. Like seriously upgrading our home theater. CEFQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Did you know utility lines, electric, gas, communications, water, and more are buried on your property? If you don't know where they're located, you could cause an interruption to those critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Anytime you're planting, building, adding, or fixing anything outdoors, contact Julie before you dig. Every project, every time. Protect your family, your neighbors, and yourself. Plan ahead and contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. It's the law.
JulieBeforeYouDig.com.
U.S. Cellular call to the pen, America's locally grown wireless company. Connecting Peoria to what matters most, right-hander Anderson Paulino is on for the meat of the Peoria order. Jones, McKeithen, and Reichenborn, 3-4 and 5. Chiefs lead at 5-0. Paulino's first pitch, but it may have caught the top of the zone, but ruled a ball. Count 1-0. Paulino, 6'2", 200. He's 22 years old. 1-0, Jones yanks one down the left field line, but it will twist foul. Count 1-1, Paulino from the Dominican Republic. Royals signed him as an international free agent way back in 2017. Ball and a strike. Here's a pitch. Jones, his bat shatters. It got a big piece of the catcher, Emshoff. The ball rolls towards short where Tolbert completes the chance. But right now, attention shifts to Cale Emshoff, who took a big chunk of that broken bat. He's trying to shake out his left arm. It appears that he's all right. And will stay in the ballgame. Aaron McKeithen checked on him. Of course, he's a catcher, right? He understands. One away, and the first pitch to McKeithen, a swing and a foul back, and a good pass at it. Aaron, 1-for-3, a line out, a strikeout, a single. Just joining us, Jacob Buschberger, the hero tonight, a pair of homers. He's driven in 4. 5-0 Peoria lead. The 0-1 pitch missed down and away. Ball and a strike. Lino has his side. The next pitch, McKeithen drives the ball to center, but playable. Bates makes a catch, moving to his right, 2 down. Oh, Menlinger. Excuse me, Tyler Reichenborn, the batter. Menlinger will move into the on-deck circle. Reichenborn a fine night, pair of hits, scored a run. So we may have glossed over the biggest story in the game of baseball. Reichenborn takes a strike at 0-1. Did you see what happened to David Vasa, one of the reporters for the Los Angeles Dodgers? He wanted to go down Bernie Brewer's slide the other day. Reichenborn takes a strike. It's 0-2. He paid the price. He uttered the phrase, holy crap, a lot of times in a row. and then went crashing into the padding. He broke not only his wrist, but apparently broke some ribs as well. No, two misses down and away. One ball and two strikes. You can tell that his partners in crime, Nomar Garciaparra, Joe Davis, 1-2 misses down and away, 2-2. They're all good buddies because they just cracked up laughing. This poor guy broke his arm, broke his wrist. Come on now. Where's the humor in that? Rankinboard a 2-2, swing and a base hit. A jam shot floater into right. Third knock for the Peoria left fielder. High ninth for Reichenborn. Memlinger will get his fourth plate appearance. On base streak was extended as he was hit by a pitch in the fourth, but his eight-game hit streak, Franchot, his nine-game hit streak is on the line. First pitch in the dirt. 1-0. In the Quad Cities ninth, the River Bandits will send Garza, Bates, and Williams to the plate. You know, set, right-hander deals. 1-0 pitch, a high chopper towards the middle of the diamond. Tolbert gloves, spins, throws to first. What a play. Tip of the cap, Tyler Tolbert. That was fine glove work to end the inning and ultimately rob Menlinger of that aforementioned hit. Chiefs do not score. We're off to the ninth. 5-0 Peoria. Chris Girard will try to get the last three outs when we return. Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
Bases loaded, two outs, bottom of the ninth, and they're down to their final strike.
When a life-altering illness throws a curveball your way, Health Alliance steps up to the plate. We connect you with an all-star team of doctors, nurses, therapists, and pharmacies to help knock your illness right out of the park. Our care coordinators help explain treatment options, costs, and next steps. Plus, this team support is already included in your coverage. Now that's what we call a grand slam.
It's going, going, gone!
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Valuable utility lines are buried on your property. Not knowing where they're located can cause an interruption to critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. Every project, every time. It's the law.
Chiefs with a chance to blank the River Bandits tonight on a pitcher's duel 2-1 on Wednesday. They hit 5-0 here in the ninth. Chris Girard, the left-hander's first pitch stayed high, and we're underway in the Quad Cities ninth. This pitch, run to the next pitch, Garza, a screamer in the right, but it will hang up for Romeri. Two pitches, one out. Oh, well struck by Garza. He did his job in that regard, but ultimately no dice. They hit Collin for four evening. Lefty-lefty battle. Parker Bates steps in. Gerard looking from the line. His first pitch, a breaking ball off the outside edge. It's 1-0. Gerard played his college ball at Virginia Tech. Had a fine career, sub-3 ERA as a legit left-hander. 1-0, a swing and a foul back. 1-1. Vervanich just three hits tonight. 1-1, sharp curveball. Pitch looked to be his best when we were up in Great Lakes. And mixed in a nice wrinkle there. 1-2 pitch wide for a ball. Tried to catch Bates looking with a heater. Count 2-2. Gerard from the windup. Here's the next one home. Missed down. And the count full, 3 balls and 2 strikes. Do it again tomorrow night, 6:35, first pitch. Payoff is fouled away. Brendan Howe will mention that on the postgame show. Head to tomorrow's contest, Friday evening. Quality arms. Line for the start tomorrow. 3-2. Paints the outside edge for strike three. Two down to the ninth. Cam Williams will be the last shot for the River Bandits. Ryland Kaufman. Solid left-hander will go for Quad Cities. Jonas Rodriguez, 19th-ranked prospect in the Cardinals system, will go for our Chiefs. This pitch from Gerard to Williams. Missed down and away. A changeup. Count 1-0. And we'll have the postgame show immediately following the final out here tonight. 1-0. Williams, a home run hack. He came up empty. It's 1-1. Just under 2,000 in attendance tonight. 1-1 pitch fouled away. The Bandits down to their last strike. Folks here are sure they have to be pleased with the effort, right? Chance to put a bow on a shutout. 1-2 missed outside. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gerard can get this final out. The Chiefs' 5th shutout win of the year. 2-2, left-hander home. Swing and a miss, that's your ball game. Gerard, fine work out of the bullpen. He punches out 3 in 2 innings. And an all-around effort tonight. Austin Love, the starter, 5 shutout. He punched out 8. Nathaniel Heredia and Chris Gerard, 2 scoreless innings apiece. And the Chiefs win it 5-0. Jacob Buschberger, the offense tonight, a 2-homer outing. He drove in 4 of the Chiefs' 5 tallies. 5-0 the final. The Chiefs improved to 48-63 on the year with the win. It's their 20th victory in the second half. They're now 20-25. Quad Cities, 43-68 overall, 25 games under, 17-28 in the season's second half. Chiefs win the ball game. They blink the River Bandits and take a 2-1 series lead. That does it for me, but more to come. Post-game show in just a moment. Brendan Howe will wrap things up for you and put the exclamation point on the Chiefs' 5th shutout win of the year, 5-0. The final. This is Cody Schindler saying goodnight from Dozer Park in downtown Peoria. We'll talk to you tomorrow night on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network. Have a great rest of your Thursday. Our coverage is not done. Brendan, the postgame show next. Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
Prepping my meals for the whole week saves me a lot of time, and it helps me keep an eye on my spending. And that's even better, right? SetQ does that too. Anytime, anywhere with mobile banking. And I can talk to a real person when I need to. My account has no monthly fees, so I use my SetQ debit card everywhere. The grocery store, ATMs, and, well, grabbing dinner with my friends. So I don't have to eat my own cooking every day. SetQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Post-game show, Brendan Howe here with you, putting a cap on another shutout victory
for the Chiefs, their fifth of the season. They wrap up a 5-0 victory. They take two in a row from Quad City, so they take a 2-1 series lead. The Chiefs did it. 5 runs, 9 hits, no errors for Quad City's. No runs. They scatter just 3 hits and no errors. It was once again the pitching, the backbone of success tonight for the Chiefs. It was Jacob Buschberger who was largely the offense tonight. He had 2 home runs, a solo homer in the third, 3-run blast in the fourth. He went 2-for-4 on the night overall. He is tonight's player of the game. Just wrapped up an interview down on the field. The other run was driven in by Mac Chambers. RBI double in the fourth inning as well. Chiefs put up a crooked number in that frame. The only inning of the game that had a crooked number tonight. 4 runs by the Chiefs in that fourth inning. That Buschberger home run, the Chambers double. The wind certainly helped out that Chambers double, blowing straight out all night. It carried to center field. That scored Tyler Reichenborn to get the Chiefs on the board yet again. Second straight inning that they put up a run. They doubled their lead at the time before Buschberger stepped in and did his thing. Austin Love, he picks up the win tonight. He was the starter for our Chiefs. He allowed no runs over 5 innings, just a couple of hits. Able to dance his way around 4 walks tonight. He allowed 3 of them in the first frame. Quad City's had the bases loaded with an opportunity to break the game open early if they had come through. They did not. Austin Love worked his way around that. He was marvelous post that as he settled down, allowed just 1 walk the rest of the way while fanning 8 batters. He's been a strikeout kind of guy all season long. Did it yet again here tonight. Following him up out of the bullpen, Nathaniel Heredia with 2 shutout innings of his own. Chris Girard also with a pair of shutout frames to finish off the win for the Chiefs. They pick up their 48th victory of the year, their 20th of the second half. They improved to 48-63 overall, 20-25 in the latter part of the season. Quad Cities drops to 43-68, 17-28 now in the second half of the year. Multi-hit performances for the Chiefs. There was a couple of them. Jacob Buschberger, of course, the aforementioned 2-home run night. Tyler Reichenborn quietly chipped in with 3 hits of his own. They were all singles, but they all count in the box score. Patrick Romeri with a hit. Mac Chambers, of course, with that RBI double. McKeithen and L.J. Jones also had a hit apiece. 9 of them total tonight for the Chiefs. Good enough for a 5-0 win. Before we head out tonight, we'll give you a quick look around the Health Alliance Out-of-Town Scoreboard. We'll start in the Midwest League. A few games that have already gone final. Lake County, 7-3 winners over West Michigan. South Bend, they take the lead back in the Western Division with a 6-1 topping of Beloit. Great Lakes, 12-3, they down Lansing, while Dayton earns a 5-2 win on top of Fort Wayne. And Cedar Rapids, a 1-0 win over Wisconsin. To get this, Cedar Rapids had just 1 hit in that ballgame. And then, of course, our ballgame with the Chiefs earning the 5-0 win. We go to the major leagues now. A few games still ongoing. A lot of finals, however. Diamondbacks, they shut out the Giants 5-0. Cubs 3-2, a narrow win over the Orioles. Brewers 5-3 over the Dodgers. Astros, a thumping in Chicago today of the White Sox. 21-5 on 25 hits for Houston. They continue to roll. Rangers 10-3 over the A's. Cardinals with a 13-0 walloping of the Rockies at Busch Stadium. Of course, Albert Pujols picked up his 690th home run on a pinch-hit grand slam. Unbelievable stuff. Pirates 8-2 over the Red Sox. Few games still ongoing. Blue Jays 9-2 over the Yankees in the 8th. 7-1 raised on top of the Royals in the 8th as well. 3-2 Braves over the Mets. They bow it out in the 8th inning there. And the Nationals and Padres, the late game tonight, just underway in the bottom of the first. Scoreless in San Diego. That's a look at your Health Alliance out-of-town scoreboard. Game 4 of the series set to come your way tomorrow night, 6:35. Same time, same place. Same couple of teams. Chiefs will hand the ball to Dionis Rodriguez. He's 3-11 with a 4-5-9, trying to get back on the winning track. While Quad Cities will feature Ryan Kaufman, 1-6 with a 5-6-8. Hope you join us for the pregame show beginning at 6:20. First pitch to follow at 6:35. That'll conclude our coverage tonight. Once again, Peoria victorious by a final of 5-0. They take a 2-1 series lead over Quad Cities. For the entire Chiefs media staff and for Cody Schindler, my name is Brendan Howe, saying thank you for spending part of your Thursday evening with us, and we'll talk to you tomorrow right here from Dozier Park when Game 4 is set to commence tomorrow night. Have a good night, everybody.